人呢、啊，会跟营养师一起讨论他的饮食。
And patients in the hospital will discuss their dietary needs with the nutritionist.
虽然今天啊，比如说在我们的社会里头，物质很丰富。
And we live in a society that has abundant.
但是有时候我们所吃的并不是很健康。
But sometimes the food that we are taking are not that healthy.
有时候我们所吃的并不是很均衡。
And sometimes the food that we are taking are not that balanced.
这个食物是我们活着很重要的东西。
Food is very essential to our life.
我们每一天都需要食物。
Every day we need to take on food.
只要想活着我们就必须要吃。
As long as we want to live, we need to eat.
我们来看看圣经里头有提到主耶稣自己提到什么是他的食物。
And in the Bible, we will look at what the Lord Jesus Christ say is his food.
那这给我们什么提醒？
And what kind of reminder or warning does this give us?
我们请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章第三节。
John chapter 4, verse 3.
耶稣离开了犹太，又往加利利去。
He left Judea and departed again to Galilee.
主耶稣从南边要往北边去。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ is in the south, he is heading north.
第六节，在那里有个雅各井，耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。
Verse 6, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well.
当时他们很多时候从一个地方到另外一个地方是用走路的。
And at that time, the way they travel from one place to another is by walking.
那在这里说因为走了一段的路所以呢主耶稣他们就觉得相当的疲倦。
And here it says the Lord Jesus and his company are being wearied from their journey.
那在疲倦当中人需要至少三件事情。
And when one is weary, we need at least three things.
第一个人要休息。
First, we must take rest.
第二个人需要喝水。
Second, we need to drink water.
第三个人需要食物。
And third, we need food.
那可能他们也没有水，也没有食物了。
And perhaps at the time they did not have any food or water.
刚好来到一个井旁。
And they happened to pass by a well.
所以呢？就会有水喝。
And therefore they'll have water to drink.
那所以耶稣的门徒他们就到城里头去要买食物。
And so the Jesus disciple went into the city to try to buy some food.
在这个当中耶稣就跟来打水的这个撒玛利亚的妇人跟他谈论道理。
So at this time, the Lord Jesus using the opportunity to talk to a woman who came to draw water.
他们谈话谈了一阵子之后，门徒他们买食物回来了。
After the talking for a while, the disciple came back from buying food.
31节。
Verse 31.
这期间，门徒对耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”
31. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, "Rabbi, eat."
耶稣的门徒把食物带回来，要耶稣来享用食物。
So his disciples brought back food and wanted him to eat.
32节，耶稣说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。”
32, but he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know."
但是主耶稣却回答说：“其实我有食物，但是你们不知道。”
So here Jesus answered them that he indeed had food, it's just that they did not know of it.
主耶稣如果有食物，为什么还让门徒去再买食物？
If he did have food, why did he send his disciple to buy some food?
33节。
33.
门徒就彼此对问说：“莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？”
Therefore, the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him anything to eat?"
但是门徒知道明明我们都没有食物了。
So the disciple knew very well that they ran out of food.
所以最有可能的就是刚才有人来了。而且送给耶稣食物吃。
So the possibility is that there's most likely someone stopped by and gave him some food to eat.
但是这样的猜测是错了。
But the deduction was wrong.
34节。耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”
Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work."
在这里，主耶稣所说的食物啊，并不是物质上的食物。
So the food the Lord Jesus Christ is referring here is not the material food.
啊，主耶稣在这里所要强调的是，主耶稣看重什么？
And what he wants to emphasize here is what he deems as important.
哦，什么能够让人活着啊？这个应该就是啊，很重要的。
And this thing that makes man live, this is something that's very important.
哦，这个食物虽然很普通，但是呢，它很重要。
This food might seem very common, but it is very important.
哦，因为它能够维持人的生命。
Because it can sustain a person's life.
哦，人几乎是每一天都要享用食物。
And every day we need to eat food.
哦，而且不是一天一次啊，一天两次、三次，甚至四次。
And it's not just one time that we need to eat per day. We need to eat 2-3 times and even 4.
哦，所以主耶稣所要强调的是，什么是我认为有价值的重要的。
So Jesus here wants to emphasize what he deems as important and what he deems as meaningful.
哦，在这里主耶稣说，遵行那差我来者的旨意，做成他的工，这是我认为有价值的重要的。
Here it says, doing the will of him who sent me and to finish his work is something the Lord Jesus deemed as important.
门徒去买食物的时候，啊，主耶稣就是正在做神的工作。
While his disciples were went away buying food, the Lord Jesus is doing God's work.
门徒去买食物的时候，主耶稣正在这个遵行天父的旨意。
When they were buying food, the Lord Jesus was doing the will of God.
主耶稣谈到的对象是一个撒玛利亚的妇人。
So his partner of conversation is a Samaritan woman.
哦，他必须经过这个撒玛利亚的村。的这个村庄才会遇到这位妇女。
He must pass by the village of Samaria to meet this woman.
其实他要从犹太往加利利去，他不一定需要走这一条路。
In fact, if he needs to go from Judea to Galilee, he did not necessarily need to take this route.
正常来讲，犹太人也不会走这一条路。
Normally, Jews would not take this way either.
因为犹太人不愿意跟撒玛利亚人来往。
Because the Jews are not willing to associate themselves with the Samaritans.
所以主耶稣他是刻意的、故意的从这一条路经过。
So the Lord Jesus purposely and intentionally passed by this route.
他也要把这个福音带给犹太人所看不起的人。
And he wants to bring the gospel to the people whom the Jews had looked down upon.
哦，神爱所有的世人。
Because God loves everyone.
哦，这个也爱撒玛利亚，神也把福音传给撒玛利亚人，这就是天父的旨意。
And for the gospel to be preached to the Samaritans, that is the will of God.
那所以从这主耶稣所说的这个食物啊，来提醒我们一件事情。
And from the food that the Lord Jesus mentioned here, it reminds us of one thing.
哦，对我们来讲，什么是重要的
？To us, what do we deem as important?
哦，在有限的人生里头，我们真的要弄清楚，什么对我们是重要的。
In our limited lifetime, we must know very clearly what are the things that are important to us.
啊，在我离开美国的这一个月里头。我知道了，有两个人离世了。
In the 1 month time that I was away from the United States, I knew of 2 people who passed away.
都是信徒的亲戚。
They are the relatives of our members.
所以人生真的是很有限。
So our life truly is very limited.
所以到底什么是对我们来讲是重要的？
So for us, what are the things that are truly important to us?
那到底什么是重要的？这跟我们的价值观有关系。
And what we deem important has a lot to do with our value system.
每个人的价值观不太一样，所以认为重要的也可能不太一样。
Everyone has slightly different value system, so what we deem important might differ.
但是这个会影响我们 每一天的选择。
But this will influence the decision we make every day.
这也会影响到我们每一天的行动。
And it also will influence our actions.
哦，因为主耶稣认为什么是重要的，所以他选择经过撒玛利亚的村庄。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ knows what are important to him, therefore he chose to pass by the village in Samaria.
哦，因为主耶稣的知道什么是重要的，所以他选择跟主动的来跟这一位撒玛利亚的妇女来谈话。
And because he knew what are important to him, therefore he proactively approached the Samaritan woman and make conversation with her.
哦，所以对我们来讲，到底什么是重要的
？So what are things that are important to us?
那我们就必须要先弄清楚我们的价值观是什么。
Then we must first know clearly what are our value system.
那我们的价值观是怎么来的
？And where does our value system come from？
啊，常常我们的价值观是从我们身旁的一些我们认为重要的人物而来的。
And sometimes it comes from the people around us that we think are important。
哦，我们人一出生不久，我们就开始在学习。
And not long after we were born, we started to learn.
我们开始学习讲话。
We learn how to talk.
我们开始模仿人的动作。
We try to imitate other people's actions.
我们也开始去学习人周围的人所给我们的价值观。
And we also try to learn the value system that other tells us.
但是我们还是要赶快的弄清楚，到底什么是真正的价值。
But we must urgently know or make clear what are the true valuables.
我们请来看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章第四节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 4.
保罗说：“其实我也可以靠着肉体啊，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着的。”
Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he might have confidence in the flesh, I more so.
这里保罗不得已啊，他必须要搬出一些他的背景来。
And here, Paul had to mention his background.
啊，其实他已经不愿意再提起这些事情。
In fact, he did not want to brought up these things.
啊，但是在这个时候他必须再提出来讲。
But in this time, he needed to talk about this.
啊，他有什么背景呢
？What kind of background does it have？
第五节。
Verse five.
我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人。
Verse five. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews.Concerning the law, a Pharisee.
哦，他是希伯来人，他是犹太人。
He's Hebrew, he's Jew.
他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He's the descendant of Abraham.
他是大卫的后裔。
He's the descendants of David.
那他也是当时所谓的法利赛人。
And he is also a Pharisee.
所以可能他的家族都是属于这个法利赛人。
And perhaps his family belongs to the Pharisees.
他的父亲给他什么是价值
？So his father taught him what are things that are valuable.
人都会为认为重要的事情去花热心去努力。
Because men will put all efforts and fervently do things that they think are important.
这个法利赛人他们相信复活的事情。
The Pharisees believe in resurrection.
这法利赛人他们相信永生。
Pharisees also believe in eternal life.
这法利赛人相信坚持摩西的律法就能够有永生。
Pharisees believe that if they keep the law of Moses, they can gain that eternal life.
这就是他们的认为，这就是他们的价值。
And that is their value.
第六节。
Verse six.
就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。
Six, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless.
我们就看到保罗的价值观就影响了他的选择，他的行动。
And we can see that Paul's values had influenced his decision as well as his actions.
哦，他选择了很严格的来遵守摩西的律法。
He chose to strictly obey the law of Moses.
他采取行动来逼迫信耶稣的人。
He took action and persecuted the followers of Christ.
第七节。
Verse 7.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督当作有损的。
But what things were gained to me, this I have counted loss for Christ.
现在他遇到了主耶稣。
Now he met the Lord Jesus.
他弄清楚了什么才是有价值的。
He figured out what are truly valuable.
是的，过去的律法并不是说它没有价值。
It's true that it's not that the law did not have any value at all.
只是现在遇到了主耶稣。
But just that now he met the Lord Jesus.
这个道成肉身来到世界上的主耶稣，带给他的是恩上加恩。
The Lord Jesus who came in flesh brought to him grace upon grace.
什么叫做恩上加恩？
What does it mean, grace upon grace?
过去在律法里头，他知道自己是一个罪人。
In the past, in the law, he knew he was sinner.
这是一个恩典。
That is grace.
今天有很多的人不晓得、不承认自己在神面前是罪人。
Today, a lot of people did not know or refuse to acknowledge that they are sinners.
所以能够知道、认清楚自己在神面前是罪人，这本身就是恩典。
So grace is the ability to know and to acknowledge ourselves that we are sinner in front of God.
但是只有这个恩典还不够。
But having this grace alone is not enough.
能够让罪人成为没有罪的人，这个才是另外一个必须要有的恩典。
And so if we can make this sinner into a blameless man, then this is another level of grace.
现在保罗他在主耶稣基督里头。
Now Paul is in Christ.
他靠着耶稣来称义。
And he relied on the Lord Jesus to be justified.
他不再是罪人，他成为神的儿女。
And he is no longer a sinner, he became the son of God.
这个叫做恩上加恩。
And this is called grace upon grace.
不但知道自己是罪人。
Not only that he knew he was a sinner.
而且能够改变自己的身份。
But he changed his status.
所以保罗他找到了这个真正的价值。
So Paul had found the true value.
现在主耶稣成为他的最重要。
Now the Lord Jesus Christ is the most important to him.
主耶稣不但得着了保罗。
And the Lord Jesus not only gained Paul.
那保罗他也努力的要得着主耶稣。
And Paul also make an effort to gain Christ.
第八节。
Verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Verse 8, yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
这个保罗发现说，原来他也可以得着主耶稣。
So Paul discovered that he also can gain Christ.
以前只是很敬畏神。
In the past, he just feared God.
那现在还是敬畏神。但是呢，可以迎接神到生活里头来。
Now he still fear God, but yet he can receive God and have him enter into his life.
现在跟神能够有一个父子的关系。
Now he can have the relationship of father and son with God.
所以我们几乎在旧约圣经找不到人称天上的神为父。
In the Old Testament time, we could not find a recording where a person or a man can address God as Father.
认识神，能够相信神，这是一个恩典。
And to know God and to believe in Him is a grace.
但是我们可以更进一步的得到的是恩上加恩。
But we can take another step forward and receive grace upon grace.
就是神是我的神，神也成为我的父。
That is to say that God is my God and God is also my Father.
所以保罗本来有的价值观是从他的家族来的。
So Paul originally his value system or his values comes from his family.
也很好，但是不够好。
It was good, but it was not good enough.
所以所选择所做的并不是最好的。
So what the things, the decision that he made, the things that he did were not the best.
今天我们不能否认的，我们的价值观可能受到我们家族的影响。
And today we cannot deny that some of our values were influenced by our family.
就好像有些人他一定要当医生。
Well, for example, some people must become doctors.
那个就可能就是家族所给他的一个价值观。
And that perhaps comes from the values that were taught in the family.
所以我们的家族给我们的价值观是什么？
So what are some of values that our family give us?
我们是不是需要调整一下？
Do we need to adjust this?
再来，我们身为父母亲的，我们儿女的价值观应该也会受我们的影响。
And for us parents, our children's values also must be influenced by us.
那我们也要想想看，我们要给儿女怎样的价值观。
And so we must think and ponder, well, what kind of values do we need, want to pass on to our children?
但是无论如何，我们一定要确立一个合乎圣经的价值观来。
And regardless, we must determine to have value system that is according to the Bible and the truth.
圣经里头很多的这些圣徒，他们都是有这个合宜圣经的这种价值观。
This is in the Bible. We saw a lot of saints who have value system that is according to the Bible.
所以我们可以看到他们怎么做选择。
So we can see how they made decisions.
所以我们可以看到他们是如何的在过每一天的生活。
And we can see how they live their life.
我们请看但以理书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 1.
但以理书第一章
Daniel chapter 1
第八节
verse 8。
但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuch that he might not defile himself.
这个但以理跟他的三个朋友当时他们所能够领受的是最好的食物。
Daniel and his three friends at the time they could receive the best of food.
但是他们却拒绝。
But they refused.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他们知道什么是才是最重要的。
Because they know what is the most important.
他们有他们的价值观。
They had their own values.
他们的价值观跟他们的信仰有关系。
And their values has a lot to do with their faith.
他们的价值观跟神有关系。
Their values has a lot to do with God.
这里说他们不愿意让这最好的食物来玷污他们。
Here it mentions that they would not let the delicacies defile them.
那所以他们就开始来跟管理他们的人来讨论。
And so they started to discuss with the chief of eunuchs who manages them.
因为他们的价值观，所以呢，就影响了他们所要做的选择。
Because of the values that they have, it influenced the decision they made.
他们选择不用这些美好的食物。
They decided that they did not want to take those delicious food.
那所以他们要采取行动来避免让这些食物玷污自己。
So they must take action to prevent these delicacies to defile them.
那所以我们再看十四节。
So let's also read verse 14.
伪伴便允准他们这件事，试看他们十天。
So he consented with them in this matter and tested them 10 days.
结果他们争取到十天。
So they gained 10 days.
十天不用去饮用王所赐的食物。
And for 10 days, they are allowed not to take the king's delicacies.
在这十天里头，他们就用那个很简单的食物，不会玷污他们的食物。
And in these 10 days, they took simple meals, those that will not defile them.
那这是他们因为采取行动而他们能够争取到的。
And these are the things they received because they took action.
我们再请看但以理书第六章。
Also turn to chapter 6.
但以理书第六章。
Daniel chapter 6.
这里在讲到啊，有人要陷害但以理。
Here it says that there are someone who plot against Daniel.
那所以他们就设了一个圈套。
And so they put out a scheme.
在三十天之内啊，不能任何人都不能够向任何的人或者神啊来跪拜。
In 30 days, no one can bow down to any man or gods.
其实这个是针对着但以理而来设的。
And they plotted this solely against Daniel.
他们希望但以理能够去违背王的这个命令。
They hope that Daniel would disobey this king's order.
那这个是对但以理的信仰是一个挑战。
And so this is a challenge to Daniel's faith.
这要考验但以理的价值观。
This will test Daniel's value system.
但是但以理他坚持自己的价值观。
Yet Daniel insists or kept his value system.
所以他选择违背王的命令。
So he chose to disobey God's the king's command.
第十节。
Verse 10.
但以理知道这禁令盖了异席，就到自己的家里，他的楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前，祷告感谢，与素常一样。
And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom.
有了选择之后，再来就是行动。
So after he made decisions, the next he need to take actions.
但以理选择了违背王的命令。
Daniel chose to disobey the king's command.
但以理选择了他不中断对神的祷告。
Daniel chose not to stop praying to God.
但以理选择了他不中断对神的敬畏。
Daniel chose not to stop fearing God.
但以理选择了他不中断对神的感谢。
And Daniel decided that he would not stop thanking God.
所以他跟往常一样，窗户打开，双膝跪下，向神祷告感谢。
So as his custom, he opened up his window and he knelt down on his knees and three times he prayed.
这是他的敌人所高兴看到的。
And this is something that his enemies are very happy to see.
他们实在想不通但以理为什么这么坚持。
And they could not understand why Daniel was so insistent.
那我们就很清楚地知道，一个人的价值观影响他的选择，他的行动。
And from here we can clearly see how a man's value system influences his decision and his actions.
在人来看，但以理有点愚昧。
In man's perspective, he might seem a little foolish.
他为什么不想一些变通的方法？
Why did he figure out a way to avoid this?
他可以暂时三十天不祷告。
He could stop praying for just 30 days.
人的一生虽然不是很长但是跟三十天比起来也算是长。
And even though a man's life is not that long, but if it compared to 30 days, it's longer than that.
如果可以活到八十岁，三十天跟八十年比起来，三十天又算得了什么？
And if he were to live until 80 years old, what is 30 days compared to 80 years?
但是但以理他能够在这里坚持向神来祷告。
But Daniel here could keep praying to God.
所以想想看，今天我们的价值观是不是能够让我们像但以理这样的坚持？
And so let us think about ourselves. Does our fellowship, can our fellowship make us as determined as Daniel?
但以理他所坚决相信的是什么？
What are the things that Daniel firmly believed in.
所以当他面对选择的时候，他怎么做选择？
And when he was faced with decision, how did he make that decision?
他所信的如何来影响他的选择？
And how does what he believed influence his decision?
他是神的百姓。
He is God's people.
今天我们也是神的百姓。
And today we are also God's people.
那我们能不能够像跟他一样？
So can we be like him?
他是有信仰的人，我们也是有信仰的人。
He is a man with faith, and we also have our faith.
他的信仰就表现在他每一天的行为里头。
And his faith we can see in his daily life.
哦，这是我们需要去思考的。我们的信仰有没有表现在我们每一天的行为当中
？And this is something for us to ponder upon. Does our faith show in our daily life?
哦，这个是圣经里头反复在提醒我们的。
And this is something that the Bible repeatedly reminds us.
我们请看雅各书第二章。
Let's turn to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章十七节。
James 2 verse 17。
十七节，这样信心若没有行为，就是死的。
Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, it's dead.
这一节经节也是在提醒我们，行为应该表现我们的信仰，应该表现在我们每一天的生活里头。
This verse also reminds us that our faith needs to show in our daily life.
那我们可能觉得我们还是有一段距离。
Sometimes we feel that we still have some way to go.
哦，所以我们要继续求神帮助我们。
So we must continue to ask God to help us.
哦，我们好像有跟但以理一样的价值观。
We might have the same value system as Daniel.
哦，但是呢，可能还是有一段距离的。
But yet, we are still a little bit far from him. 哦，
那所以我们要继续努力的从圣经里头啊来找啊来证实我们应该有的价值观。
So we must put our effort to find from the Bible, the value system that we must have.
好，我们请看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章三十八节。
Verse 38.
三十八节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己的家里。
Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house.
三十九节，他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
39, and she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and he heard his word.
主耶稣来到一个家庭。
And the Lord Jesus visited a family.
那两个姐妹啊，她们有不同的表现。
And two sisters here have two different actions.
这个马大啊，她就热心的要来招待耶稣。
And Martha was generously want to show hospitality to Jesus.
那这个妹妹呢，她就赶紧的啊，坐着要听耶稣讲道。
And Sister Mary, sat down immediately, wanted to hear Jesus preach.
哦，原来其实这两件事情都是好的，都是对的，都是重要的。
These two actions are good, and they are the right things to do, and they are important.
四十节。
Verse 40.
马大事后的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候你，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”
But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.
如果有不好的话，就是在这当中，马大他有了这种不平的心，有了埋怨。
And if there's one thing that is not too good, is that Martha here complained.
那为什么会有这个抱怨呢？
Why is it that she complained?
因为她心里忙乱。
Because her heart was distracted.
有客人来，在那边抱怨，应该不是一件很好的事情。
When she has guests in the house and yet she's complaining, this is not something that's too good.
那为什么会这样子？
Why is it that it happened?
因为她心里忙乱。
Because she was distracted.
四十一节。
41.
耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多事，许多的事，思虑烦扰。”
41. And Jesus answered and said to her.Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things.
在你在接待主耶稣的这个另外一面呢，你是有很多的烦扰。
And on the other side of welcoming the Lord Jesus, she has a lot of worries.
四十二节。
42.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
在这里我要强调的是主耶稣所说的那个上好的福分。
Here I want to emphasize this that good part that the Lord Jesus mentioned here.
哦，到底我们要做马大还是做玛利亚
？Should we be like Martha or Mary？
好，我想我们这样的道理已经啊听过了。好几次
and I believe we have heard this message several times.
那今天从这段里头，我主要要强调的啊，是主耶稣所说的这个上好的福分。
And today, from this passage, I want to emphasize that good part that Jesus mentioned here.
哦，我们一定要从圣经里头来认识什么是最有价值的。
And so, from the Bible, we need to recognize what things are valuable.
哦，我们一定要努力的从圣经里头来找出我们应该有的价值观。
We must put effort to figure out and to extract those values that are good for us from the Bible.
哦，因为这个非常重要。
Because this is very important.
啊，学生在学校里头，学校会给他一些的所谓的价值观。
And when a student was studying in school, the school will give them a certain value system.
哦，虽然学校没有这么讲，但是呢，所给的就是价值观。
And even though they might not explicitly say so, but what they taught them are values.
哦，我们在工作的场所也是给我们所谓的价值观。
When we work at our workplace, also will taught us certain values.
哦，但是我们知道吗？学校给的这个社会所给的常常里头是没有神的教训。
But do you know that what we receive from school or from society, a lot of those values does not have God's teaching in it?
哦，没有神的教训而产生的价值观，那是会有问题的。
And the values that we receive that have no God's teaching in it will cause some problems.
哦，所以我们啊，要从圣经里头好好的去找出神所给我们的价值观。
So we must put effort to find those values from the Bible.
哦，这样子才能够带给我们一个真正的美好的生活。
Only then it will bring us a good life.
好，我们请看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章啊，第三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 3.
第三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
哦，这个天国是最有价值的。
The kingdom of heaven is the most valuable.
第十节。
Verse 10.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
哦，这个天国就是主耶稣的价值观。
The kingdom of heaven is the value system of the Lord Jesus.
哦，主耶稣看什么是有价值的
？What is it that the Lord Jesus deem as valuable?
啊，主耶稣看天国，看神的国是有价值的。
And the Lord Jesus deem the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, as valuable.
啊，那在这两节的中间，啊，就是主耶稣要我们。
And so the verses between these two are the things that the Lord Jesus wants us to pursue.
哦，这就是我们的生活。
And these should be things that we have in our life.
哦，这就是最好的生活。
And this is the best life.
哦，是可以得到安慰的生活。
And we shall have a life that are comforted.
哦，是可以承受神祝福的生活。
And this is a life that is blessed by God.
哦，是可以得到饱足的生活。
This is the life that we shall be satisfied.
是可以得到怜悯的生活。
This is the life that we receive mercy.
哦，是可以见到神的荣耀、神的荣美的生活。
This is the life that we are able to see God's glory and God's beauty.
哦，是能够被称为是神的儿子的生活。
This is a life that where we can be called the sons of God.
啊，我们多多少少都有我们已经。在我们生活中的价值观。
And more or less, we already form our value system.
哦，那我们要用圣经的这个标准来做一下判断。
And we shall make judgment based on the standard from the Bible.
哦，神的话语才是一个不改变的一个标准。
Because God's words are that standards that will not change.
我们 做父母亲的，我们多了解我们孩子在学校里头他到底接受了什么。
And as parents, we need to spend more time to find out and to understand what kind of a message that our children receive from school.
我们做儿女的应该也愿意来向父母亲来诉说，来报告一下我们在学校里头我们到底接受了什么。
And as children, we should be willing to tell our parents what kind of things we receive from school.
我们知道学校社会给我们的价值观是需要被调整被修正的。
And we know that the values that we receive from school or society are those that we need to adjust.
父母跟儿女要有交通，才有办法去建立真正的有价值的这个价值观。
Parents and children need to communicate so that they can build up a value system that is good.
最后我们看路加福音第六章。
Lastly, let's turn to Luke chapter 6.
路加福音六章四十五节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 45。
四十五节，善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil.For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks.
每一个人所表现出来的都不一样。
Everyone will show different things.
那为什么会有这样的表现？
Why is it that we have these certain actions?
其实这个就是因为价值观的影响。
And that is influenced by our values.
我们要在神的面前被神来看为是善的、好的。
And in front of God, we want to be something that He deems as good.
那我们就必须要建立起一个对的价值观。
So we must build up a value system that is right.
我们求神继续带领帮助我们。
We ask God to continue to guide and help us.
让我们能够建立起真正的价值观。
So we can build up the true value system.
让我们在神的面前，他看为善。
So that in front of God we can become good.
唱诗471首。
Let's sing hymn 471.